So what did you get for Christmas?
I got knives. I got Boosthoff knives. I got big, sharp, German stabby things for my mom.
So that's what people, that's what you get. I don't think
yeah,
that's
going to... Yeah, you know my mom. That's she not knows.
I don't think that's going to surprise anyone, by the way.
Well, I've been in the house with my baby brother for about 23 hours now, so I've been thinking a lot about killing.
So you get to practice with the knives.
I know. Right. What about you? What'd you get?
I got running shoes, which, you know, when you get running shoes, it's great, but it's also kind of like a hint, right?
Right.
Here, I got you a gym membership.
Because you know what you need in your life, Spencer, is more time to work out.
I think that would be way better. I would love more time to work out. I got that. I got 2 DVDs worth of Man Tracker.
Oh, I know what we're doing when I get back to Atlanta. Oh, and it doesn't involve writing or working.
No, it's like a Man Tracker marathon. I even have the season with the episode where the woman attempts to steal Man Tracker's horse. And for just a split second, you see the look of flaming murder in his eye that you know is there all the time.
Okay. Do you want to get down to football or do you want to keep talking about what we got for Christmas? Please say keep talking about what we got for Christmas.
I'll allow you to talk about one more thing you got for Christmas. How's that?
Christmas. And now it's just completely flown out of my head. Oh, somebody got me Short Circuit on DVD.
Sure.
Which, breaking news, they put Short Circuit out on DVD.
That would be, you know, the only thing that would surprise me more is if they put Short Circuit 2 on DVD.
I'm pretty sure that actually happened because I had this actually fulfills this 5-movie collection that I was working on, that I've been working on for years, which was really hard, like, before Amazon got really big, is I wanted Short Circuit, Flight of the Navigator, Batteries Not Included, Space Camp, and The Wizard.
Oh my!
And now I have all 5. The Wizard was the hardest one to find.
Batteries not included. Actually, I remember that being a profoundly sad movie.
Oh yeah, well, you go back and you're watching, you're like, oh, this formed me in ways that I couldn't have sensed at the time, and that I probably would have avoided if I'd had the chance.
Half of all children's movies are essentially like the speech by Steve Buscemi at the beginning of The Wedding Singer, where it's ostensibly this happy benediction on the wedding, and it just turns into, like, you know, the animator's grudge against life, right? Like, that's kind of like Up. Like, oh, hey kids, it's great, there's neat things in the world, you'll never have time to see them, and even if you do, you'll be too old to do it, and you'll have to do something crazy like tie your house to balloons and gun in the mouth, right?
At some point we're gonna have to get Doug on here to talk about his years-long gestating theory about the Toy Story trilogy as a 3-part meditation on death and Dante's Inferno. No, well, he makes a lot of good points. Like, I rolled my eyes, and now he makes perfect sense.
There are 3 parts to it, right? I mean, you do. It is a trilogy, so at least it starts there. And there's also, I think, in the first one, guys playing trumpets with their asses.
See?
Yeah. Which, if you don't remember that, maybe you didn't watch the same movie I watched, which actually wasn't Toy Story at all.
That was Caligula.
Yeah, that was Caligula. And you know what? Finest children's movie ever made. Oh,
Pixar's Caligula.
I know.
This Christmas gives the gift of grape orgies.
I would so see that so many times. This, by the way, if you go to the Little Caesars Bowl, which is tonight, that's what we're discussing, or at least attempting to discuss. But man, it's like, I've still got wrapping paper all over the place. My head's not in the game. It's just not, especially when I know I'm going to watch this game anyway. No matter how bad it is, right?
And doesn't that make the title sponsor appropriate? Like, yeah, we'll consume it because it's there, and it's really the only thing that's available, and it's also the last standing American pizza bowl, and who saw that coming?
Yeah, that's brilliant, by the way. Yeah, who saw that Little Caesars, which I bet a lot of people listening to this didn't even know existed anymore, right? Like, you remember?
Do you like canned mushrooms on your pizza?
Mm-hmm. Do you like, their big innovation was to serve rectangular pizza. That's it. When your big innovation is, we'll go ahead and serve everyone in a different shape, right? Like Wendy's. Like, how brilliant is Wendy's? Oh yeah, we make square hamburgers. We cut no corners. Ha ha. Like, that's what Little Caesars did, but with pizza and canned ingredients. And yet, you're going to eat it. That's a brilliant comparison.
Because you're very high.
Yeah, because you're really, really high. Also, you probably live in a neighborhood where the only place that delivers is Little Caesars, and that's not a good sign. Right? Like, man, Domino's won't even deliver to your shit. But Little Caesars, They'll come with cash stapled to their foreheads. They'll walk in a suit made of money to your door in your terrible neighborhood to deliver you pizza.
Do you think that the Domino's bro who's at Michigan now is going to come to this game and just heckle all the Little Caesars personnel?
Probably. And then they'll say, hey, your team was almost here. That's probably what he'll say.
Oh, that cuts deep.
Yeah, probably like, hey, FIU would probably be a pretty good game for Michigan. And then they'll all just sort of hush. And then he'll probably listen to some Morrissey. Because, as I'm told, that's what all Michigan fans do. It's not true. It's mostly true.
It's totally true.
It's either Morrissey or Bob Seger. Yeah! This game is Toledo versus Florida International. We're not even going to talk about Toledo. Like, they really only got here because they're 500, right?
We realized prior to the recording of this podcast that despite covering football year-round, we can't name a player at Toledo, and that might be a problem.
All right, they're not 500. They're 8 and, all right, do credit. They're 8-4, and they were 7-1 in the MAC. They're obviously the better team. They're also, by the way, the team that that we have less interest in because they're not in the Sun Belt.
And yet, I'm going to go with Florida International for my eventual pick because Florida International won my heart at the beginning of this year by putting at least one quarter of good fear into four straight BCS teams to start the season. They played Rutgers, and they played A&M, and Maryland, and Pittsburgh, and they scared the pants off every one of those teams for at least a quarter before becoming completely unhinged. And I just took great delight in that every week.
Yeah, the blatant Sun Belt bias in our blog should be obvious. Really, it is an SEC.
It's not bias if we prefer quality.
It's an SEC-centric blog, but you know that's a cover to just run a Sun Belt blog, which is really what our great ambition in life is to
which is really why we've been so crabby this year, because what the hell, Troy?
Come on. That's not football. That's not Troy football. Did you sign at least 53 players? That's not Troy football.
Don't upset the order of our universe.
So Toledo probably should win this game. Their website, by the way, if you go to it, has my favorite feature on the internet, autoplay video. Autoplay video. It's magnificent. And it has this theme, which opened this podcast, by the way. It will be edited in. And you'll hear it. It's one of those great horn-driven sort of jazz rock-like anthems that they used to put with sporting footage from the 1970s and 80s.
It sounds like the Cutting Edge soundtrack is what it sounds like when they're at the Olympics.
Yeah, but, you know, without D.B. Sweeney. Which is a real shame, because D.B. Sweeney...
He would probably be at this game.
I know, he would... Tom, you know the bowl game you really want to show up? The one where Tom Sizemore's there. That's what you want. You want Tom Sizemore to show up for your bowl game. That's when you know it's a party.
As long as we're determined to not be talking about football, can I just point out that they made like four Cutting Edge sequels that all went direct to ABC Family or whatever, and D.B. Sweeney refused to be in any of them because he felt that he had some... like incredible bougie artistic statement after the first one. Be like, you know, I really felt like we said all we needed to say with the first Cutting Edge.
Yeah, that's like Steve Guttenberg not appearing in the final Police Academy.
Yeah.
You know, do you need to really make that line like, oh no, I'm sorry. I was in five of them, but the sixth one, oh, that's a bridge too far for the old Goot. That's when, you know, like that's like saying, how many times have you experimented with drugs and you say, oh, you know, 46, 47 times, that's not experimentation. You're pretty much a Police Academy actor if you went ahead and made, like, you know, five or six of them. Police Academy scholars, please correct me on this. While we're also determined not to talk about football, but the game itself, this takes place in Detroit. And it is the oldest and hoariest gag in the world to joke about Detroit, right? It really is. You're not supposed to, but seriously, Detroit? The day after Christmas? Does that not sound, I mean, really, that sounds like the opening to Out of Sight. That sounds like an Elmore Leonard novel.
And not one of the fun ones. You know, not one of his more lighthearted, family-friendly romps.
No. This is
which
like,
he's
like,
known for.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like one of his musicals. And in case you know, they're the events listed, like, hey, what events? This is another one of those bowls where there are no events. But hey, the sponsors include Ford.
But at least they don't have the excuse of being in Hawaii and turning them loose. They're like, here, go play in this parking lot.
Yeah.
Don't get tetanus.
That and you should also know that other sponsors include ESPN. Oh, go figure. And the Michigan Lottery, whose who doesn't even have a motto. Like Idaho had like "Whoa" as their motto. Michigan
Get
motto is
money
like,
and get out.
"Yeah, please stay." Oh, and the accident fund for when you eventually trip over a piece of wreckage and die. The accident fund of Michigan. Let's actually discuss football for at least 30 seconds here.
Oh, all right.
Why is Florida International here? I mean,
Their plucky little new coach has just done gangbusters work down there, and I probably shouldn't have said gangbusters because that's an unintentional Miami joke. But look at this guy.
Mario Cristobal, he's a very attractive man, by the way.
I was gonna say, and a handsome man.
He is. He's probably the handsomest Division One football coach. I'm gonna go ahead and give that to him. Like, there's him, and then there's like
I don't know, Larry Fedora kind of revs my tractor.
well,
Is that even a thing? Revs my tractor?
it is in Southern Miss.
He because he looks like a young Joe Bob Briggs, subject of my most fervent and inexplicable crush since I was like 13.
But what are they doing here? That's the other, like, they sold
We're
Florida
off of
National.
football again.
They're not going to sell any tickets.
No.
They're like, Florida International's not a big
Who would
draw.
leave Miami and go to Michigan? I mean, for any reason, but especially right now.
Yeah, this is their choice. The choice of Florida International in this poll just baffles me. It makes me think that they didn't actually know, like, that they thought they were getting maybe Florida State. Like, they just thought that they thought it was an accident in a paperwork. Like, I don't know. Maybe maybe formally, you know, his name is like Stephen, you know, Stephen Baldwin, and we want a B-list celebrity.
And then
But
you end up with Billy
you end
Baldwin.
up with Billy Baldwin. Like, maybe that's how this
How this
happened. I don't
happened? I
know.
don't know.
But like, maybe they thought, oh,
Wait,
Florida
which one's
State.
the one that's not actually related? Is that Daniel Baldwin?
I think that would be James Baldwin. James Baldwin is not related to them at all. In fact, I'm pretty sure he's both a famous author, black, and dead. He's all three of those. But yeah, this is Toledo should just walk. This is they're a much better football team. You will see, I think, Florida National, they'll try to get T.Y. Hilton involved. He's their best player. He's also a fantastic returner and might actually play in the NFL. Other than that, this could be very, very ugly.
And not in a fun way.
No, not in a fun way at all. Although you will get to see those shots of Detroit. They always say, "Oh, hey, look, they've got Detroit," and it's always the Renaissance Center. It's always like they will always show the same three shots, or they will show like the ice skating rink, which I believe is right next to the stadium, and they won't zoom out because when you zoom out, things just get kind of sad. And there I go. There we go. We're again saying how bad Detroit is, but it's
It's
pretty bad.
bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah, we'll also get Dave Lamont, J.C. Pearson, and Quint Kesnick. Where's my
Quit guess, Nick.
Quint Kesnick?
In the morning.
Quint Kesnick really does have a name
Quick
for broadcasting.
question with quick quit Nick. Wait, oh God.
Oh, God. By the way, we also got Family Feud, like the DVD Family Feud, where you click and the guy who plays, you know, Jay Peterman on Seinfeld comes on and says, "Hey, you know, here's how you're doing."
That sounds like the worst present ever.
Well, actually, it was pretty entertaining because it said one of the categories was name five things that rhyme with like hour, and you know, when you listed all the answers, it was like the flower power tower shower. And then I was like, well, that'd be the greatest name for a television show ever. The Flower Power Tower Shower Hour. I think we need to pitch this.
Starring Lou Holtz.
The Flower Power Tower Shower.
Flower Power Tower.
broadcasters with speech impediments. Ah, the dog! The dog!